Each of the course units will introduce new facets, since all of the diseases selected for examination in this course have unique characteristics. For example, sickle cell anemia presents with very different symptoms and causes when compared to chronic granulomatous disease or lead poisoning. Therefore, the course is designed to develop a student's ability to discuss the pathophysiology, incidence, prevalence, and mortality morbidity associated with the various diseases, along with the race, sex, and age range of persons typically affected. Recognize the typical clinical presentations for the various clinical problems, including common symptoms and physical examination findings. Generate an appropriate differential diagnosis for each case. Choose laboratory, imaging, and diagnostic studies, tests, and procedures helpful in confirming the diagnosis and recognize associated histological findings that may be appropriate. Describe proper medical care and recommend appropriate treatment for each case. List medications useful in treatment. Discuss potential complications and prognosis for patients with these types of problems. Thus, the goal of the course is to build on the student's knowledge of molecular medicine that has been gained from other courses in the graduate program, and to enhance their ability to integrate this information into a clinical application.